My name is Patrick Humphreys, and I'm aged 92. And we spent a lot of time living in Romford in Essex. Most of my childhood was there. And when I was 18, I had to go into the Air Force. I quite enjoyed it. In 1945, the war in Europe came to an end, and we all went into London to celebrate. And we saw the King and Mr. Churchill on the balcony at Buckingham Palace. And that was a very strong memory for me. King George VI, Queen Elizabeth, there was a vast number of people. The war was not over, but only in Europe, still at war with Japan, until, of course, we dropped the atomic bomb, two atomic bombs on Japan. Terrible, terrible. And then Japan, of course, capitulated, and at last the war was over. But things were very hard in the way of food. For example, I never knew for years what a banana looked like because they came from abroad. The only fruit we used to get was apples from our own garden. And I went to work in a local library. I learned a lot from the people that worked there about books and literature. I learned an awful lot. They used to give me lists of things to read. You can learn so much from a book. There was a cinema near where we lived, but we weren't allowed to go there except on a Saturday morning when it was the children's cinema. I didn't realise then that there was such a thing as a theatre, because there were no theatres where I live, but we started going in and seeing things like that. I enjoyed that. I remember Mother went out after she became a widow. It was considered in those days that she more or less had to wear black. And she went out one day in a blue costume and she showed her ankles. And that was really terrible. No decent woman would show her ankles in public. That's what my grandfather said. So many restrictions put upon women by men. A lot of them have disappeared, just as well, perhaps. Mother loved going to the theatre, and that was considered slightly immoral. I think things are so much better for women now. Not so many restrictions as there used to be. When I was born, 1928, I don't think women had much to say in the way of voting. Mm-hmm. And that's for a woman prime minister, or impossible. That's the biggest change in my lifetime, is the freedom that women have obtained. See, to my father's generation, women were very good at the kitchen and having the babies and bringing them up, but that was it. It took a long time for women to obtain the position that men have. You look at the photos of my mother and my grandmother and those long skirts. I don't know how they didn't trip over them when they were walking. You couldn't see their feet. When I look back on my parents, my dad was the one who did all the talking, but mother was the one who made the decisions. There was no National Health Service in those days. You couldn't afford a doctor. I remember the doctor coming to our house once. He used to hold out his hand. My dad used to put the money in his hand. There were hospitals, obviously free ones. There's no such thing as a free doctor. You had to pay. I think London's a wonderful place. All those theatres, all those wonderful churches, so much to see. I saw so many famous actors and singers and dancers and people like that all doing their thing. Laurence Olivier, Vivian Leigh, Dame Sybil Thorndike, so many from those days, all showing their ankles. All my memories of childhood are pleasant ones. Not rich ones, but pleasant ones. Be tolerant of other people. Do not judge them by yourself. Try to understand their point of view. And that is hard sometimes for some people.